It starts like a whisper in the dark, an ember flickering to life in the dense underbrush of the internet. A tweet here, a viral clip there, an anonymous post, buried in the chaos of social media. Nothing at first, then a spark. Suddenly, the ember catches. Within hours, it rages, a wildfire of speculation, outrage, and paranoia. A politician vanishes with billions. A scandalous video leaks at the perfect moment. A story too twisted not to be true takes center stage. And by the time reality finds its footing, it's too late. This is no conventional war. There are no tanks rumbling through city streets. No sirens scream as jets slash the sky. This battlefield is silent, invisible, a war waged in the collective consciousness of a nation. The weapons? Smartphones. The soldiers? Faceless. In Pakistan, the war over narratives is the most potent, most insidious conflict of all. Once, the state believed it could command this battlefield. It envisioned a sleek, strategic counteroffensive in the emerging theater of fifth-generation warfare. This new front wouldn't require bullets or bombs, just control over perception. The state mobilized digital brigades, an army of online warriors trained to manipulate information, craft national image, expose enemy propaganda, and defend the homeland's version of truth. And for a while, it worked. Pakistan's voice on Kashmir's human rights crisis rang louder than ever. The strategy seemed unbreakable. Until it broke. Because the state had made a fatal miscalculation. It had summoned a force it could not contain. The digital warriors, once obedient, grew restless. The battlefront turned inward. No longer satisfied with targeting foreign narratives, they began picking apart their own. The institutions they were meant to protect became targets in the crosshairs. What began as defense had become disintegration. The irony is cruel. The same tactics meant to preserve Pakistan's image now threaten to destroy it. Social media, once the loudspeaker of state messaging, has become a madhouse of hysteria. Every fact is contested. Every truth is twisted. In the noise, conspiracy thrives. Doubt metastasizes. The narrative fractures. In desperation, the state tries to claw back control, censorship, crackdowns, surveillance. Laws like the PECA Amendment, meant to stem disinformation, only spark new waves of outrage. People no longer see protection. They see repression. And trust, already brittle, shatters. The war is no longer about foreign adversaries, but about restoring faith within. At its core lies a crisis of legitimacy, of institutions, of authority, of truth itself. Misinformation spreads not just because it exists, but because people are ready to believe it. It fills the void left by broken trust, widening the distance between the state and its citizens.